Hello.
You're on with Nick and Fiona.
And the Oscar goes to...
Welcome to The Playlist, where we usually talk about movies and TV shows that are worth your time. But today, it's a special Oscars edition.
So a lot of these movies are not worth your time.
We shall get to that. I'm Fiona Williams, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nick Bassine. Hey, Nick.
Fiona, what just happened?
You tell me.
I'm stunned. I'm in shock.
We're talking about the 91st Academy Awards. Best Picture, Oscar-winning Best Picture, Green Book.
Unbelievable. You know, there's a subset of movie fans that like to play it cool. Like, they don't care about the Oscars, and they're not watching, whatever.
Meh.
And every year, I get re-excited, and then this is what happens.
You get kicked when you're down. Yeah, I don't care for that result. We've made my feelings known about Green Book. Sadly, I did tip
you
it.
You predicted it.
Yeah, not because I wanted it to win, but because I thought it would win, and...
Because
Academy
you
voters,
have seen into the dark hearts
of the Academy voters.
Of Academy voters.
Yeah. I just think in a lineup, this film, sure, it quote unquote tackles race, but it makes you feel like you fixed it, and it leaves you with a nice fuzzy feeling that all that nasty racism business is behind us. I just think it's a weak film. It shouldn't have been nominated in the first place, let alone win Best Picture.
Yeah, it's kind of baffling. I mean, the whole telecast was spent patting themselves on the back for being more inclusive and more black women winning awards than in the, you know, in the very long time.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, it started off really well. First,
Regina King.
Absolutely. Won Best Supporting Actress first off the bat for If Beale Street Could Talk. But then, like, the first five categories, four of those winners were women of color.
Yeah.
Non-white women.
That's great.
Yeah. So Regina King won Best Supporting Actress for If Beale Street Could Talk, as we said. Then one of the directors of the documentary Free Solo, Elizabeth Chai Vassahelyi. Free Solo won the Best Documentary Feature. Then Black Panther, costume designer Ruth E. Carter. That was a great speech and 30-year career. She's finally getting recognized. She has worked with Spike Lee back
Thanks
in the day.
Thanks, Spike Lee, for giving her start. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And then Hannah Beachler, production designer on Black Panther.
Reading from her phone.
From giving a shout out to New Orleans. That was a fantastic speech.
It was a good speech. And it was, I mean, the actual speech contrasted with never having seen someone read a speech on their phone before made for an interesting juxtaposition.
We have to wait till she unlocked her phone to then give the speech. It was drama.
I mean, I guess it makes some practical sense. Everyone else does the paper. The guy standing next to her the whole time, and then they cut away. And you hear him off screen say, I just want to thank my crew. One of the best moments of the night.
You know, landmark moment, a black woman wins for production design, gives an amazing speech about all the people who've supported her throughout her career. Music plays off, big finish. The white guy comes on, just want to thank my crew.
That was great.
It was pretty good.
I just don't understand which academy are we, you know, looking at? How does this work? I just don't understand how all of those awards go to, they just seem kind of more forward thinking. And then in the end, the biggest one, Green Book. Now, bad movies get this award all the time. Mm. Well,
most, if you look back, the film that won the Oscar was not always, quite often, it was not the best film of the year. Yeah, you look back at all the robberies and some of the nominees that come up.
Crash was one of the famous ones. Oof, yeah. It was real bad. I mean, even last year was The Shape of Water, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's not a great movie.
No.
But this one, because it's so many years after Driving Miss Daisy, and you'd think we're definitely past this in terms of giving these kinds of movies awards. But
guess
we're not. We're not.
We're right here. All right, so we've started on a bit of a Debbie Downer, but good stuff. Good stuff in the awards.
What was what's your favorite moment? What was your...
Spike Lee winning was great. Pity it was only for adapted screenplay, but we did pick that one. I think he gave a great speech. He had a long time to prepare for giving an Oscar speech. He's only ever won an honorary Oscar in the past, but he got adapted screenplay for Black Klansman.
Well, it looks like he had the one legal notepad and he's been just adding to it over the years because when he was trying to read from it, I don't know if he couldn't read his own handwriting or what, but it was all over the place.
He was also excited. He just won an Oscar.
But it was also a little bit of slam poetry going on in there
as well.
And it was very cool, but then he needed to pause for a moment because he needed to find where his place was. Yeah, that was entertaining. The best part about that, I thought, was him jumping into Sam Jackson's arms.
Absolutely.
That was great.
That's a gift we're going to be seeing for a long, long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. I really loved that. I thought that was great. And just when you see genuine enthusiasm, it's always very nice.
Absolutely.
Which, movie-wise, forgetting the wins for inclusion and everything, just putting those aside for a second, because those were great. But
until
Olivia,
they weren't.
Yeah, until they were all erased. But Olivia Colman winning for The Favourite was such a surprise because I just wasn't enjoying much of anything in terms of, like, I like Black Panther, but, you know, in terms of a movie that I really liked and that I wanted to see win some prizes, I was super excited about that because Rami Malek won for Bohemian Rhapsody and that was a downer. So then for that to happen, it was great for me personally because I love that movie. And then she was just fantastic. It was all random and she was clearly very emotional and just seemed very genuine. Mm. That was fantastic.
Very much. That was an authentic kind of, oh my God, I've won an Oscar moment.
Whereas
some people, they're actors. Some of them can do the moment of faking the tears and being overcome in an actorly way. But that was a natural, oh my God, I've got an Oscar, and apologizing to Glenn Close for this is not the
that
way I thought
great.
It should go. But it was blowing a raspberry to them, trying to speed her up. It was quite excellent.
She's very good. Well, she's just a very charismatic person, obviously.
And also I loved, and it points to how good the movie is, the clip, got a laugh.
Yes.
You know, like, it was a great line in the film.
Because it's an entertaining movie.
I know.
It's a good movie that it should be getting
more Oscars.
Awards.
But congratulations to Olivia Colman.
Yeah, she, well deserved. That was great. And I really liked her speech. Listen, I haven't seen Roma. So I couldn't.
Well, you should.
I know. That's my fault. But I really liked
it's
Alfonso
in your
Cuarón's,
home.
Where is it? In Mexico.
You have Netflix in your home. I'm not suggesting it's literally delivered to your house. Let's move on.
I know. Yes. It was in the theaters and on Netflix.
Yes. You've had two chances.
I had two chances and I blew it. I totally
Look,
blew
whatever.
It.
Look, whatever. It's fine.
He's very charming, that Alfonso Cuarón.
That Alfonso Cuarón. Absolutely. Yeah. Look, I don't mind it winning. I personally preferred Cold War of the two black and white period films. But look, I had quite an emotional reaction to Roma, so I've got no problem with it winning. He got Best Director. It got Best Foreign Film.
Yeah.
It got cinematography for him as well. And it was very nice. He gave a shout out to his usual collaborator and cinematographer, but Alfonso actually shot this one anyway, but he still gave a shout out.
That's unusual, apparently.
Yeah.
You don't see directors getting those awards are they normally their own cinematographers?
Not often.
Not really,
Steven
right?
Soderbergh quite often does.
Okay.
Doesn't win Oscars for it though.
Did you like Rami Malek's speech?
I was hoping he might say more, if you know what I mean, because everyone's been very silent about the film that apparently directed itself, Bohemian Rhapsody.
So many problems with this whole situation.
Yeah.
With the director, Bryan Singer. They don't mention AIDS once in the movie. All of that kind of stuff. Just crazy.
His sexuality is more holding a hand or a look. It's very slight, the reference. So, I mean, it's the way this film handles Freddie Mercury's life story, but puts the surviving members of Queen in the foreground. Don't even start me on it winning an editing award. Don't even start me.
Yeah, what is going on?
Yeah, so it won quite a few. Look, I had hoped that maybe Rami Malek in his speech might have acknowledged all of the allegations, you know, the whispers, the stories, the reports about Bryan Singer, and even the fact that he left the film mid-production and was sacked from it and that it changed directors. Look, this film has a lot of backstory that no one's acknowledging in any of the speeches. It's all very, want to thank everyone involved, and that sort of skirts away at the nastiness around it.
It seemed like a lot of people were, either their speeches had lots of very carefully chosen words so that they could get around having to thank Bryan Singer or mention him. I mean, he's accused of being a pedophile.
Mm. Yeah, and look, you know, Rami Malek can do whatever he wants with his platform, but you've got the world's attention right now. Maybe, if you have an opinion.
How about how this and Green Book, there's so much controversy and craziness surrounding them both, and they were clearly big favorites of the Academy. Mm. And every time the Green Book won an award, I felt like there was a tinge of defensiveness in the speech, in the speeches, and same with Bohemian Rhapsody. Just yeah, it was that was pretty incredible watching people do somersaults or not somersaults.
Yeah, a little bit.
To get around the difficult subject.
Yeah. I mean, I got nervous when Nick Vallelonga took the stage because I thought of his tweets. I hope this broadcast's on a delay if he says something.
But I want to thank all the people cheering at the top of those buildings.
Anyway, as aforementioned, troubling that neither Peter Farrelly, director of Green Book, nor Nick Vallelonga thanked Don Shirley, the other character in their film, when they won the award, and indeed when they won Best Film. Mahershala Ali won for Best Supporting Actor in Green Book. And look, he did what he could with that material, but not by any means the best performance nominated.
I mean, the problem is he did a fine job, you know, he did all right. And the movie, it's not the worst movie in the world.
Yeah.
It's okay, sort of.
It is not the best movie in the world.
The problem is, and same with Bohemian Rhapsody, where I can see good things about both of these movies, but when they start winning awards, it's just it makes me a lot more hateful about them. And it's fair or not fair, but it just makes zero sense.
How do you think they went without a host, the Oscars?
I did not really notice after a little while. They had that nod to hosting and a host with when Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph, and Tina Fey came out and made a bunch of jokes about what hosts normally do. That was kind of fun. But otherwise...
Do you think they tried to get them to host it and they said, we'll do it without actually saying we're the hosts? I don't know. It just seemed like you're going to rely on them because they've done such a good job with the Golden Globes and add Maya Rudolph as well.
Yeah,
so bring it. But maybe they didn't want the poison chalice of being the Oscar hosts, and this is their way to, I don't know. It just seemed a bit, well, obviously they were the quasi-hosts, but no one else.
Because they were first.
Yeah. But poor Julie Roberts had to wrap it up, I guess. That's the end.
She looked like she was trying really hard not to nod to the disappointment that was in the room, even though Peter Farrelly clearly felt some kind of disappointment in the room because he was saying, well, all of them, they kept saying, this is about love. This is about love.
Don't hate us. Our movie's about love.
Please don't hate us.
It was an awkward end. And I mean, never have I wanted a bad envelope reading more.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping.
That would have been good.
Yeah, yeah. I was hoping for another La La Land. Did you miss a host? Miss the host?
No. And in fact, I think it felt quicker. I don't know. It felt like there were less bits. Well, they certainly didn't order pizza for everyone in there.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank God they didn't go into a screening and shoot hot dogs at people this year. So that, like, all the stupid things they do with a host, I was fine to leave it out. It felt a little quicker for an Oscars ceremony. Still went 3.5 hours or something.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Can we bring back the applause during the in memoriam? It is just so, it's hard to get through. Is that terrible? It adds a little bit of life. And then for the actors Oh, God.
I apologize for that, and then after the
clip of somebody you recognize, Margot Kidder would get more applause than somebody else, and then they play a little clip from Superman. I don't know. That's the not. I mean, it's
yeah,
just,
I know.
Why and are you it, doing that? Just let people react naturally.
Sure, but then of course there's some people get a heap of applause, there's just silence. But look, I don't know that they prohibited people from clapping. I'm not sure.
I thought they made a rule before.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
I think that was the understanding because it's so uncomfortable. And I agree that it is uncomfortable. I don't want to.
I didn't see Dick Miller in there. And Stanley Donen just only passed away yesterday or the day before. So obviously he didn't make the montage. But I didn't. It's only literally just finished. So I haven't really done a double check. But I don't think there were any major omissions or accidental pictures of people who aren't actually dead. As in
was racism in there?
Because
we
fixed
you.
It.
Thank you very much.
Racism was in there, just not in that section. No. And the four categories that were taken out and put back in, there was a lot of pressure riding on the best hair and makeup category that was the first one in the broadcast. I don't know that the rambling speech necessarily made a good argument for why it should have been kept back in, but I loved it. I like the weird, too excited people. Not that they're weird. I mean, the weird moments where people who were having such an enormous time in the world stage and they're overcome, and I love it. And
that's natural, yeah.
Exactly. So I wouldn't want that cut out and shown during the ad break, because they would have cut her out entirely because she wasn't making a whole lot of sense.
What were the other awards that were cut out?
Cinematography, which went to Alfonso Cuarón.
Oh, yeah.
Editing, which went to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wait, but we saw them all.
Yes, because they were put back in.
Oops. Didn't realize that that's what was happening.
Yes.
Okay.
So they cut the four, which we railed about in our podcast, which was unfortunately recorded.
They put it back in because we complained about it?
Probably. Yeah. I made a couple of calls.
I wanted to give a quick shout out to Melissa McCarthy and Brian Tyree Henry. I thought that was funny.
Wearing the costumes for the costume.
Yeah. And Melissa McCarthy's rabbit thing. That was good.
Yeah.
That was a good bit. Elsie Fisher, she said maybe three words. The way she has just so much energy, and she presented it like she was doing one of those YouTube movies in eighth grade. And that was one of my favorite moments. I thought that was amazing.
Yes, more people should have seen eighth grade, and she should have been nominated for an Oscar for it.
Yeah, she was great in that movie, and she was great. She was the best thing about all those presenters reading that horrible stuff, which almost all of which was terrible.
I don't really remember any of them, and I guess that's the point, because they were just a bit meh.
Movies make you feel passion and magic.
Dreams.
And et cetera.
Yes.
Dreams, et cetera.
Yes. No, she did hers in character, and everyone else should have done that who's an actor.
Oh, you think she was doing it in character?
Well, like you say, she could have been.
It looked like it, she was.
Great.
But I was.
I was just being flippant. I don't think she was.
I was believing that she's just like that, and I thought, this is wonderful, and she's wonderful.
Mm. How did you go on your tips?
Not good.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm an expert on all things related to movies and TV.
All evidence to the contrary.
Not good at picking these prizes. I thought Bohemian Rhapsody was going to win Best Picture. I thought a lot of things that didn't happen. Gambling is not my thing.
Mm. Unfortunately, this is the first year I've not done an Oscar sweep, and I would have done pretty well because it was not that I wanted Green Book to win, but I had a horrible sinking feeling that it would.
Do you think a lot of people would have picked Green Book?
Well, a lot of people in the Academy did. I don't know.
Did you get the small ones, the shorts and the...
I'm sorry, I just want to give a little shout out to Period, End of Sentence, Best Documentary
You picked
Short.
That. Yes, I remember that.
I love all the talk about menstruation at the Oscars. It was great. I didn't pick... Animated short, though. No, but it's sometimes in those ones where you can really pick up the goods in a sweep. But, yeah, I think largely I did all right. So were there any you got right, Nick?
Oh, I got Rami Malek.
Oh, yeah, well.
It's so hard picking these things when you know the bad thing is going to win. And I like him. Mr. Robot was a great show. He was great in that. He's good.
He's not good. It's Freddie, though. And also, I think I made this point last week, but... Like, his performance is enhanced by hair and makeup. It's teeth and wigs.
That movie's all about teeth.
Yeah, and it wasn't even nominated, but in that category, in the hair and makeup category, which is the one it should have been nominated
You're suggesting the teeth should have been nominated.
I mean the people who put the prosthetics and did the wigs and all of that. And outside of that, do you Freddy without the teeth and the hair and it's just Rami Malek strutting around. I'm sorry, I don't think it was a worthy winner.
No, not at all. Very disappointing. So... A Star is Born got pretty much shut out except for Best Song.
It was always going to win Shallow.
Yes.
Song. Yeah, you got that one then.
I got that one. There's one. And Lady Gaga gave a nice speech about following your dreams and working hard. That was nice.
Mm.
But they, when they sang the song, I got chills because that movie works, but I kind of hate myself for liking it. Do you know
why?
What I mean? Because it's so dumb. And the way they are staring at each other and looking into each other's eyes, that is just hilarious. And normally I would be laughing at something like that, but I was totally going for it, just like everybody else. And I think that movie was able to pull that off in and of itself deserves some sort of a prize, which I guess I got one. I got one for the song.
Yeah. They have genuine chemistry, and that's a really good song. And I got teary in the movie when they sang that. And look. I got no problem with that winning.
no, not at all. It's the best song of those anyway.
And much as I love Bathhouse Betty Midler, I did not care for that Mary Poppins song. I had concerns that might. have an upset, but I'm very glad it didn't. I did pick Shallow, and I'm glad it won.
Yes, I love Bette Midler, and there was a second where I wasn't sure who they were talking about when they said the what is it, the divine Miss M.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been anybody whose name began with an M. I had no idea who they were talking about.
No, that's her tagline.
They should have said Bathhouse Betty.
Bathhouse Betty, exactly, or Divine Miss M. She answers to both.
Actually, when she was singing that song, I started to think about how much I liked Wind Beneath My Wings. Did that win an Oscar?
Oh, that's a good question. No, it didn't, because it wasn't original for Beaches.
Who else sang that song?
It's a bit of a shopping list. We've got Roger Whittaker, who originally recorded it, then Sheena Easton,
what?
Lee Greenwood, Colleen Hewitt, Australia's Own. That was a well-known release in Australia. Lou Rawls,
Lou
Gladys
Rawls,
Knight and the Pips.
Gladys Knight.
Gary Morris.
This is outrageous.
Yeah, so Bette Midler eventually took it on. But
no. I've been living all this time under the assumption that Bette Midler was the only person that sang that song.
Mm, you'd be wrong. She did sing it at the Oscars in an in memoriam some years later.
Oh, but there you go.
Didn't get an Oscar for it.
How much did you love the Wayne's World redux? How about that for discomfort?
Yeah. Look, I didn't love it because it was for the service of Bohemian Rhapsody. So I was less enthused.
What about how they were doing old Wayne's World bits?
Dressed in tuxes, not as Wayne and Garth.
That was the worst. Also, Awkwafina and John Mulaney, not necessarily their fault because they have to read that stuff, but that wasn't working either.
Yeah. They had a natural flair, shall we say, but not good material. They were there to present two awards, kind of heaped a bit of shit on the awards they were presenting. That they were the big ones when they clearly weren't the big ones.
Yeah.
So just be mindful that there are people who genuinely want to win this and they're going to come up to the stage moments away from you heaping shit on their categories.
I was really into, more than I thought would expect it to be, Barbra Streisand, the banter between her and Spike Lee. They clearly have some sort of connection. That was kind of exciting.
That was quite fun.
She's pretty good. She was pretty good up there.
Yeah.
She should be in more movies and presenting more things.
She directed in A Star Is Born, just not the one that was nominated tonight. I thought, because when she took the stage, I thought, ooh, how might this work for A Star Is Born? Not realizing it was to present BlacKkKlansman. Who knew?
Yeah, that was something. Oh, yeah, that was very interesting. I also noticed, well, I didn't realize just that Joan Didion was involved in the writing of one of those A Star Is Borns, the 70s one, I think. That was a surprise for me. A final note, because bringing it back to Green Book, civil rights hero John Lewis presented it, co-presented it.
Yes, with Amandla Stenberg from The Hate U Give.
It just adds a level of discomfort to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, if it was 60 years ago, like this story for someone of that era, like then it's something. It's Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, you know? It's a big deal. But it's just not now, and it just made it all very.
It was a very uncomfortable moment that a film that is mediocre at best, but deals with very real themes of racism in the South in the 60s, but it's kind of pre-civil rights. Like, it was a really provocative time.
Right.
But the film itself is not good. And to then have John Lewis, who was amazing and, you know, is a leader as a result of what he went through at that time, come and lend his own lived experience and gravitas to a film that's not great because it is set during that time, was uncomfortable. And Green Book doesn't deserve his endorsement.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's just, it was tough to watch.
Mm.
Sorry, we brought it back down. Let's end on a high note.
What do you got?
There was a lot of Spanish.
Yes.
In the awards show overall, and I was very happy to hear it from Javier Bardem.
He opened up the foreign language category with subtitles.
Yeah, all in Spanish. That was great. Diego Luna had a little Spanish. Alfonso Cuarón, that was very nice. It was nice to hear.
Mm.
Así me gusta. So another Oscars has come and gone.
Mm.
This time next year, I'm sure we'll have forgotten how disappointing all of this was.
I'm going to hold on to this a little bit.
Well, I totally forgot about The Shape of Water.
That's true.
I was really let down by that. I mean, this is a little bit deeper. This cuts a little bit deeper. But that's the magic of movies.
So what's got Oscar buzz for next year? It was a joke.
Oh, I was ready. Alita, Battle Angel.
Mortal Engines. Nope.
Well, that's it for our Oscar special. Make sure you go to wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to SBS The Playlist. Leave a review, a rating. It helps people find the show. If you want to get in touch, we're on Facebook and Twitter at SBS Movies. I'm on Twitter at Nick Bassine.
I'm on Twitter at Anything But Fifi.
Playlist is produced by Jeremy Wilmot. Until next time.
Thanks for listening.